Hey guys, and welcome back to the Team Avengers podcast. Now today we will be talking about Spider-Man No Way Home. I am once again back with Carson, and I know this movie came out about 8 months ago, so we're really behind, but we're trying to catch back up with all the Marvel movies, and we are making our way there. So we'll start off with opinions of this movie. So my opinion of this movie is I did really enjoy this movie. I thought it was good. I thought it was really entertaining. But out of all three of the Tom Holland Spider-Man movies, it's actually probably my least favorite. And the only reason I say that is because we had seen a little bit of the multiverse stuff before this movie came out, but I feel like not enough to the extent that it came out in this movie. It was really awesome seeing all three Spider-Mans there, Tobey Maguire, Tom Holland, and Andrew Garfield, but it almost seemed like a little too much in my opinion. It was really fast, it kind of came out of nowhere, and with all the villains from all three Spider-Man 2, it just, in my opinion, it seemed like a little bit too much. But Carson, what do you think?
To be honest, it was my favorite Tom Holland Spider-Man movie. I loved how all three Spider-Men came and did a movie together, and it was just really cool. And how all the villains came into Tom Holland's Spider-Man universe, that was just amazing.
Yeah, that was a very cool aspect, though. I know I said it was too much, but that was still really cool to see all of them get together there. All right, now that we're done with the opinions, let's actually talk about the actual movie. So the movie started off where it actually started off right where Far From Home ended, which is where Mysterio filmed himself saying that Peter Parker was Spider-Man, and basically let the whole world know that Peter Parker was Spider-Man. And so obviously Peter couldn't let that happen, so he went to I forgot one of the biggest parts. He could have let that happen, but Mysterio mentioned in there that he had killed him, and like everybody still thought Mysterio was a good guy, and so they thought Spider-Man was a cold-blooded murderer. So Peter had to go to Doctor Strange to try and cast a spell to basically make everybody forget who Spider-Man was. But while Doctor Strange was doing this spell, Peter wanted him to make some changes, like making it to where MJ and Ned, like, and his Aunt May all knew that he was still Spider-Man and things and stuff like that. And it ended up kind of glitching out the spell, which caused breaks in multiple realities. And then all of a sudden, some of the villains from the other Spider-Man's universe started showing up from different universes. And the villains, I believe, were Doc Ock, the Lizard, the Lightning Dude.
Electro?
Yeah, Electro.
Sandman?
Sandman. Venom did actually show up a little in there. And at the end of the movie, a part of his symbiote was left. So that shows how Venom will end up in Tom Holland's universe. Was that it? Oh, Green Goblin. Green Goblin was like the biggest villain in that movie, yeah. Can't forget him. I think that was everybody. Yeah. But basically, all the villains get there at the start, and they're all, like, good guys at the start because they all have, like, the fix to them or something. I don't know. Or they're all pretty confused because they all thought they lived, but they actually were all there right after the moment that they died. So it was really weird. But then Green Goblin gets his, like, angry Green Goblin surge and basically turns all the other villains bad with him. And then while they're in like their safe apartment bunker place, all the villains turn bad, the whole place explodes, Aunt May dies, and all the villains escape and get away. And yeah, Carson, what do you think about all that? I know I just explained like 3/4 of the movie right there, but what do you think about that?
Well, Doc Ock did turn good, and Green Goblin and Electro and Sandman were still on the run. It was all very hectic.
Yeah, that's a really good word to describe it, I think. It was just chaos. I did forget about that. Doc Ock did turn good, and he created all the cures for them to turn them all good, too. And, yeah. And then we get to... I know I said I didn't like the movie too much, but we get to the best part in the movie where all three Spider-Men are on the Statue of Liberty and they're waiting for all the villains to get there. And they've got their plan out. And then the funny part happens where they start talking about their web shooters and stuff and how Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and Tom Holland Spider-Man both start talking about how they had to create their own web shooters. And then we go over to Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and he starts talking about, he was like, oh, you guys have to create web shooters? He was like, no, they just come out of me. It was a really funny scene. You remember that one, Carson?
I do. And I think Andrew asks him, do they come out of your butt?
Yeah, no, that was a funny scene in that. Yeah, then we have the final battle scene where all the villains show up, Spider-Man are following their plans and such. And then, oh yeah, I forgot another part. Ned got one of the ring things from Doctor Strange, and turns out he could do the magic. And because that's how Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man got there in the first place, was because Ned was looking for Tom Holland Spider-Man and used the circle thing and ended up getting Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man into their universe. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah. And so then we get to the part in the final battle scene where MJ, she falls off, and Tom Holland Spider-Man is falling down, about to touch her hand, and then Green Goblin, or maybe it was the Lizard, one of them swoops in and hits him from the side, causing MJ to keep falling. And then we have Andrew Garfield Spider-Man reliving his worst nightmare, but this time he catches and saves MJ, unlike Gwen in The Amazing Spider-Man 2. So that was an emotional moment in the movie. And they took a second there to kind of memoir that, I guess you could call it. But, yeah. Carson, go ahead.
Yeah, when I saw Gwen die in Spider-Man 2, that was very sad, and Andrew obviously knew he couldn't let that happen to MJ and have MJ die. So he wanted to keep Tom Holland Spider-Man happy.
Do you remember what happened in the rest of the movie? Because if you do, go ahead and take it away.
I believe they all cure... they cure all the villains, and they send them back to their realities, and Doctor Strange makes a spell for everybody forget who Peter Parker was, and then we go to Happy and Peter Parker in a cemetery with a tombstone that says Aunt May's name on it. And Happy basically asks how did Peter Parker know Aunt May? And I believe, what did she say?
I don't know. Was it like through a friend or something? Is that what he said?
I think so, but, and then after that, we get a shot in the coffee shop where MJ works. Ned is sitting there, and they're celebrating that they got into their college. And then Tom Holland Spider-Man walks in and basically has this script of what he wants to say to MJ, and he couldn't do it because
he just saw how happy they were.
Yeah, and didn't want to ruin their happiness. And
yeah.
Just saying, like, you're my girlfriend, you're my friend, I'm Spider-Man. That would just come out too strong. And then the movie's over.
Yeah, so thank you for explaining that right there. In my opinion, that whole part of the movie after that last spell happened, it was fun. It was also sad because in one case he was kind of like free now, so that was kind of cool to see. And of course we saw him swinging around in his new Spider-Man suit that actually looked like the comic Spider-Man suit, so that was really cool, like swinging through the snow in New York. And so that was fun and exciting to see, but there was also some emotion. There was some sadness in that as well, seeing that he left his whole life before behind. That's Spider-Man No Way Home, guys. Yeah, so, like I said, that's Spider-Man No Way Home. Now I think we're going to go through and talk about some of those characters more in depth, guys. We kind of named off the villains earlier, which were Doc Ock, Sandman, Lizard, Green Goblin, and Electro. And out of those villains, those are iconic villains. I believe they're 5 out of the Sinister Six. I believe that's what they're called. And I think they're just missing, what was the villain from Homecoming again, Carson?
Vulture.
Yeah, that's it. He's the 6th person, I believe, in that group. Or maybe Rhino's in that. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But, Venom's in the Sinister Six, I believe, too. We got this all wrong, but it's okay. We're going to go back through those 5 characters and try to talk about them in depth. So let's start off with Doc Ock. So Carson, what are your thoughts about Doc Ock's character?
Doc Ock is just an iconic character. His metal arms are just amazing. Probably one of my favorite weapons in the MCU, and they're just amazing how they can like crawl around, climb up buildings and steep walls.
Yeah, speaking of his octopus arms, I've always thought it was really cool how they're controlled by his mind. I've always thought that was a really awesome concept. It was really creative by the people who created Doc Ock. I've always thought that was amazing. And like Carson was saying, he's just a classic character, and it never gets old when he shows up on screen. He's just always amazing. Now let's move on to Electro. So when I think about Electro, we haven't seen him in any movies until obviously Amazing Spider-Man 2, and you can hate on me for this as much as you want, but I think Jamie Foxx was the perfect person to cast for Electro in these movies. I think he's done a really good job, and he became one of my favorite villains in the Marvel Universe after Amazing Spider-Man 2. I absolutely loved that movie, actually. And I really liked how he became a villain in that. He fell into the eel tank. I really like that character. Carson, what do you think about him?
Electro is a villain that's on the dangerous end of the line. He is very aggressive. He is just a cool character, too. He has his Electro powers, which are amazing.
Yeah, he's a really cool character. Now let's move on to the Lizard. Carson, your thoughts about that character?
I don't really like the Lizard. I didn't really get into that movie as much as some of the other movies. The Lizard isn't my favorite villain out of those.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with you on that one, actually. He is... I don't hate the character, but... I don't find the Lizard that great of a villain, that great of a character. I guess I like the concept of the villain, but the way they portray him in these movies, I don't like that much. I think that's all I've got to say about the Lizard. Now let's talk about Sandman. So my thoughts on Sandman, this is probably, it's up there for me on one of my favorite Spider-Man villains. I love this character so much. I love how they transform him from just a guy who escaped from jail to the Sandman in Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man movies. I absolutely love his character. I love the thought of a guy who's... this is gonna sound cliche, but I love the thought of a guy who's made out of sand and can turn into a giant Sandman, can be as small as he wants. I don't know, it's just cool. Carson, what do you think?
I like how, they made the story about it wasn't the guy that Spider-Man was chasing down, it was that supposedly killed Uncle Ben, but it was actually him that killed Uncle Ben.
I love that character so much. Awesome. Now for the final one from this movie, Green Goblin. Now, he's up there for me on one of my favorite Spider-Man villains. Venom's probably my favorite, though. But, Green Goblin, he is as classic as you can get for a villain. He's the Spider-Man villain. He is the face of the... Yeah. He is the Spider-Man villain when I think about it. I can't get enough of this character. He's always good. And the actor who plays him, Willem Dafoe, amazing actor. I don't think they could have chosen anybody better for this role. Carson, what do you think about that?
As you said, Willem Dafoe is just the perfect person to play Green Goblin, and the Green Goblin's backstory and how he became a villain, that's also A1+. It's amazing.
Yeah. So, that's all the villains from Spider-Man No Way Home. That is kind of me and Carson's, I guess you could call, review of Spider-Man No Way Home. Thank you guys for listening. It'd be great if you could follow us or send us a message. If you send us a voice message, try to go out there and answer these polls that I've been putting out, and we're gonna continue to keep making more episodes. I believe we'll be posting another one today about Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. So stay tuned for that, and see you next time, guys. This has been Team Avengers. Bye.